Hi, this is Sarah Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, the church with heart in the heart of the city. Welcome to this broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock, taught by my dad, Pastor Lauren Richmond. I know you'll enjoy it.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hi, this is Pastor Lauren Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, welcoming you to this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. I'd like to speak on prayer this morning, and I'll probably raise a bunch of questions as well as provide some answers, and I don't have all of them. We certainly have much that we consider about prayer. Sometimes we wonder how God works, and to this point, we don't have all the answers, but we do know that we can go to Him in prayer, and He's a God that hears and answers prayer. He's a great, big, wonderful, and an awesome God. And if I could say anything, I would say that the promises of God are true, and what an awesome God we serve. Amen? Let's read, beginning with Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse number 5 through 15, and I'm going to cover a lot of scripture today and going all over the map with thoughts on prayer, and then we'll ask some questions as well as provide some answers. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray right now that you would give me clarity of speech and thought and just wisdom and the ability to proclaim your word and to be a help to people that are listening today. And if there's someone who doesn't know you, help them to realize you love them and that you would save them if they would come to you. And pray that you might bless and you might meet needs today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we get certainly some questions that might arise about prayer. One of them would be, how ought we to pray? And certainly in Matthew chapter 6 here, we see a little bit of the fact that we are to certainly address our Heavenly Father. We need to know, and He is only our Father if we have become a child of His, and that's by being born again. There are many out there who God is gracious, and sometimes God will answer the prayer of one who doesn't know him simply to bring that person to him, but he doesn't have any obligation to do that. But certainly to that one who's a child of his, we can come to him in prayer. And the Bible says that we ought to come boldly before the throne of grace. And as a result of our coming boldly, the Bible says we can find mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. One of the questions that we might ask is, when should we pray? But first of all, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. How ought we to pray? The Bible says we address our Heavenly Father. We certainly ask for His kingdom to come and for His will to be done. Oftentimes, we're wanting to do our own thing. We have our own agenda, but God certainly has His. He has a plan for us. He has a plan for this world, and we ought to pray that that might come to pass. He doesn't need us to pray, but we certainly need to pray. And so we address Him. We ask Him. We ask for His kingdom to come, for His will to be done. And then, of course, the Bible says we ask this day for our daily bread. That daily bread certainly involves our needs. And they can be corporately as a church, as a pastor. We have church needs, and many of our people have needs, and those that we care about have needs that we pray for. And I think the more we see God answer our prayers, the more we want to pray and see Him do more. And we'd like for our influence to grow greater for those that we would pray for God to bless and meet more needs and see people come to Christ as a result of that. So I think those are people that we think or and things that we ought to pray for. But when should we pray? The Bible says pray without ceasing. We ought to always be in an attitude of prayer. Certainly Samuel said of King Saul, he said, I sin in ceasing to pray for you. So oftentimes we have written prayer lists down and we've prayed for certain things for a while, and then all of a sudden we don't pray for those things anymore. And maybe we just don't feel that God will answer those prayers. And sometimes all of a sudden we realize that, God does indeed answer prayers in His time. And sometimes that sort of shames us as we think, you know what, I should have faithfully kept on praying. God, out of the goodness of His heart, He answered my prayer, even though perhaps I didn't deserve to see that answered. We had one such prayer answered yesterday. As a pastor, we have been pastoring East Denver Bible Baptist Church, actually started it in June of 2001. And one of the needs that we've prayed for over the years has been a piano player. We've had pianos at times. Actually, we haven't had a piano. We've had a keyboard. We've never had a piano. But we just desired, for someone to be able to play that keyboard. And so yesterday, God answered that prayer, and it was sort of a little bit of a joke. And an individual said to us, you know what, I'll make a trade. I'll trade you my piano for your keyboard. And that wasn't too hard to give in to that and say, you've got that one. And actually what happened, not only did we get the keyboard, but we got that person as a piano player. So you could say that the trade was for future considerations, and what we ended up was that we got a piano, and we also got a first-round draft pick. We got a piano player. So we were thankful and grateful for that. But I thought about it. I said, well, I've prayed over the years, for all these years I've prayed for that, but I haven't been as consistent in my prayer about that as I should have been. And so sometimes I begin to think, and it got me to pondering this and thinking, how often do we fail to get what we ask for because we don't ask consistently? We have the example in Scripture of the woman who went before the judge, and she sought him and desired that he would grant a request of hers, and she constantly bugged him. She showed great perseverance. She begged him. And often it was at very inconvenient times for him, and he was a little disturbed by it, and he tried to ignore her, but she consistently went before him. And finally, not because he desired to answer prayer, but because he desired to get her out of his hair, if you would, he finally granted her request. And while the Bible does say that we're not to pray with vain repetition, we still can consistently and persistently pray. And I think Matthew 6:33 and 7:7 relate to that. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And then in Matthew chapter 7 through 11, it says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you, for every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" And, of course, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land." Certainly those are good things that we're asking for, and God promises to answer those requests. What might hinder that prayer from getting answered? Psalm 66:18 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." But again, we're challenged, according to Paul in Philippians chapter 4, he says, "Be careful for nothing." Don't be anxious about things. Don't be worrying all the time. But it says, "In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And in the book of James, it says, "Ye have not because ye ask not." Or perhaps because you ask for the wrong reasons, you ask amiss, that you might consume it upon your lust. Sometimes we would desire more than what God desires to give us. The reason for that is because he knows he can't trust us with that thing if he were to give it to us. I know if God was to give me a great deal of money, I perhaps would waste that money. So God says, "I'll just give you what you need for today, and yet it'll be enough to meet your need." The Bible says, "My God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." We're told also in the book of James, "Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." I would say this, we need to keep a short account with God. We need to ask him to forgive us of our failings. Forgive us of those times when we fall short. Forgive us when we're not the kind of people that we ought to be. And let's get in line with him. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." That ought to be our desire today. Would we trust in God? Would we follow him? Would we live for him faithfully? And then we can see him do great things. We need to lead others to the rock. God bless you this week as you serve him. We are now meeting East Denver Bible Baptist Church at 2937 Fillmore Street. That's 2937 Fillmore Street. Our services are Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and Sunday school at 10, fellowship time at 10:45, and then church at 11. That's a new address, 2937 Fillmore Street. That's East Denver Bible Baptist Church.